in a lawsuit currently before the Supreme Court of Canada. The Chippewa of the Thames and the Clyde River Inuit say the Canadian government did not fulfill its constitutional duty to consult Aboriginal communities before approving fossil fuel projects in their territories. Both sides made their arguments before the High Court in a joint hearing late last month. Nader Hassan, the Clyde River Inuit's legal counsel, says the court's decision will establish a legal precedent defining what it means to properly consult Aboriginal communities.
This case, at its core, is about the soul of Canada and what kind of a nation we want to be. Do we want to be a nation that takes our obligations to First Nations and Indigenous peoples seriously? Or do we want to be a nation that allows governmental bodies and industry proponents to reduce Aboriginal rights to basically a checklist item?
The Clyde River Inuit are opposing a seismic exploration project near Baffin Bay. This project looks for oil deposits to sell to companies interested in offshore drilling. As described in a National Energy Board report, a seismic ship would travel back and forth for 5 years, towing up to 34 air guns. Every 15 seconds, these air guns would produce underwater sound blasts of 230 decibels. That's louder than a space shuttle launch and more than loud enough to instantly kill a human. Hassan says the Clyde River Inuit are concerned that seismic exploration will harm marine wildlife integral to their culture and diets.
In Clyde River, you can't just go into your local supermarket and buy all of your nutritious food. That food is prohibitively expensive. It's all airlifted from the south, and you'll be paying 5-10 times more than you would in an Ottawa or Toronto supermarket. So people up there depend on traditional food sources for their nutritious food. The ringed seal, the harped seal, the bearded seal, the narwhal, bowhead whale, all these traditional food sources.
The National Energy Board's report seems to validate the Clyde River residents' concerns. It states that over 180 species of fish have been identified within the project area, as have marine mammals such as the endangered bowhead whale. Despite this, the board approved the project, citing dozens of proposed mitigation measures. Another issue before the court deals with a controversial pipeline project. The Chippewa of the Thames are opposing the reversal and expansion of Enbridge's Line 9 pipeline. The energy delivery company's website states that the pipeline's expansion allows for transportation of heavy oil. The National Energy Board approved this project in 2014, and it is already in operation. The board claims potential damage to Indigenous land is likely minimal, and that it would be appropriately mitigated. But Chippewa ceremonial drummer Todd Riley says environmental damage is inevitable if oil continues to flow.
It's not if it spills, it's when. Everything man-made is going to fail. How are we going to fix that? It's going to take generations. We've got to get all our First Nations together and stop this. This decision here is big.
Canadian Indigenous communities say fossil fuel projects threaten a lifestyle they've held onto for thousands of years and contradict a value system that prioritizes environmental integrity over profit margins. Hundreds rallied outside the Supreme Court in support of the Chippewa of the Thames and the Clyde River Inuit during the joint hearing in November. Cree Chief Mistawasis explains that the natural world is integral to First Nation identities.
The trees, the birds, the animals, the fish, the environment is a library. As Indigenous people, it's our duty to consult with the water. It's our duty to consult with the air. That is our library. We're the librarians.
Perry Bellegarde, the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, took a moment to survey the crowd before his address. Among the gathered, shivering in the cold, were elders and youth, Indigenous and non-Indigenous alike. Bellegarde says such unity is essential if Indigenous rights and voices are ever to be respected.
We don't see any color. We don't see black people, yellow people, white people, red people. We are the two-legged tribe. And if this worldview that I just described can be taken up by governments and industry, it'll be a powerful world for all of us.
The Crown claims that, through the National Energy Board, it has fulfilled its constitutional responsibility to consult Aboriginal communities. The justices are reviewing the case and are expected to issue a ruling in the coming month. Patrick Barrios, FSRN, Ottawa.